Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM, glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Well, the IDF continues to remove any threat to Israeli civilians and soldiers. This week, striking and eliminating several armed terrorists in the security zone in southern Syria, as well as Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon who transferred weapons to a combat and observation post, a post from which they operated to prepare and carry out military activity against IDF soldiers. As a result of an encounter with a terrorist in southern Lebanon, a combat officer was moderately injured, and another combat officer and two additional soldiers were lightly injured. However, tragically, 21-year-old platoon commander Captain David Hazout was killed in a clash with the Hezbollah terrorists while entering a structure in a village at 2 a.m. Another soldier was wounded. Prime Minister Netanyahu issued this statement, quote, David of blessed memory from the city of Ashkelon was one of our finest sons. He courageously led his soldiers at the front lines of battle to protect our citizens and communities from the Hezbollah terrorist organization. We bow our heads in honor of his falling, unquote.
Wow, the North is still a dangerous zone. Have there been any other developments?
Well, yes, Stephen. For the first time in 44 years, Israel and Lebanon have signed a framework agreement toward peace. With it, the IDF will remain in Lebanese territory as long as there is a threat from Hezbollah. Prime Minister Netanyahu visited IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon. He encouraged them with, quote, Hezbollah was once the strongest pillar of Iran's regional access, with roughly 150,000 rockets and missiles aimed at Israel. Today, only about 8% remain, unquote. He also said in a joint statement with Defense Minister Israel Katz, quote, as part of Operation Final Burst, the IDF has just destroyed the underground terror infrastructure of the Hezbollah terror organization in the area of the village of Majdal Zun in southern Lebanon. The route, more than 200 meters long and over 25 meters deep, contained hundreds of weapons and several launch shafts intended to attack the State of Israel and its citizens. IDF commanders and soldiers will remain in the security zone in southern Lebanon, continue to destroy terror infrastructures, remove threats from the northern communities, and maintain the safety of Israel's citizens.
That's an important statement and hope, Suzanne, for peace with Lebanon. Was there anything happening in the south?
In an East Jerusalem village, Stephen, Israeli forces uncovered a 25-meter terror tunnel filled with heavy weapons and explosives, thwarting potential terrorist attacks against Israelis. In the Gaza Strip, the IDF struck several Hamas terrorists who attempted to advance attacks against IDF troops, one being a military operative in the Islamic Jihad terrorist organization who infiltrated Israeli communities during the October 7th massacre and took part in the abduction of innocent civilians from their homes and in holding them hostage. In recent days, this terrorist attempted to advance numerous terror attacks against IDF troops and Israeli civilians. To prevent terrorist activity, the IDF poured 30,000 cubic meters of concrete into a Hamas tunnel network in Gaza, one tunnel which Hamas hid the remains of Israeli hero Lieutenant Hadar Golden for 10 years. His remains were returned to Israel last November. Oh, and did you know, Stephen, that on the day of this recording, July 2nd, Israel has hit day 1,000 since October 7, 2023. Since that day, the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem, of which I am a part, has been praying globally on Zoom out of Jerusalem every day for Israel and the Middle East.
What commitment from the global Christian community. Is there anything else, Suzanne, before you give us some key prayer points?
Indeed, Stephen, I have a few. A 146-mile highway stretching from the southern Negev Desert all the way to the Jezreel Valley in the north known as Route 60, is now officially called the Bible Highway in a dedication ceremony attended by Prime Minister Netanyahu. This route closely follows the ancient path of the patriarchs, the very mountainous road walked by Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob thousands of years ago. Along its path is an almost unbelievable concentration of biblical, historical heritage sites strung together on one single road. This isn't just a highway, folks. It's the spiritual spine of the biblical land of Israel. Finally, known as the Jewish Olympics, the Maccabiah Games started on July 1st in Israel, bringing together Jewish athletes from around the world to compete on Israeli soil every 4 years. The opening ceremony of the 22nd Maccabiah Games took place in Jerusalem, the largest Jewish gathering in Israel in years, with over 8,000 Jewish athletes from 55 countries competing across more than 30 sports under the theme More Than Ever. October 7th survivors and their families are also playing a role throughout the games. The Jewish people declare Am Israel Hai, meaning the people of Israel live. Indeed they do. With that, Stephen, we need to turn our attention to some strategic prayer points. Complete dismantling of Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist organizations in the north and south, as well as central protecting Israelis and IDF from missiles, drones, and terrorist infiltrations. A permanent ceasefire with Lebanon and Iran. Comfort for those who lost loved ones and full recovery to those wounded. We want peace in the Middle East and in particular Israel. Canadians having courage to stand up against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and throughout the nation. Recognize Zechariah 8:2 over Israel. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Zion with great zeal. With great fervor, I am zealous for her. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since his eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
As usual, it's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we both say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.